This is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo speaks with Turkish officials Wednesday after a day of conferring with Saudi King Salman and Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman over the fate of missing Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi. In a Fox Business News interview, President Donald Trump called for patience while all the facts are determined.
And it depends whether or not the king or the crown prince knew about it, in my opinion. Number one, what happened, but whether or not they knew about it. If they knew about it, that would be bad. If they didn't know about it, bad things can happen.
Mr. Trump said both the king and crown prince have denied any knowledge of what took place at the Saudi consulate in Istanbul, where Khashoggi entered October 2nd and has not been seen since. Turkey, which is conducting its own investigation, believes he was murdered. The UN Human Rights Agency has called on both Saudi Arabia and Turkey to be forthcoming with all information related to Khashoggi's fate. Rupert Colville is a spokesman.
Under international law, both a forced disappearance and an extrajudicial killing are very serious crimes, and immunity should not be used to impede investigations into what happened and who is responsible.
He said 2 weeks is a long time for a probable scene of a crime not to have been subjected to a full forensic investigation. Secretary Pompeo in Riyadh Tuesday said there is a serious commitment there to determine all the facts and ensure accountability. U.S. media outlets have reported Saudi Arabia will acknowledge Khashoggi was killed in a botched interrogation. The UN Refugee Agency has expressed alarm over the expulsion of tens of thousands of Congolese from Angola over the past 2 weeks. Babar Balak is a UNHCR spokesman.
Congolese government officials estimate that some 200,000 nationals have arrived in Kasai province.
The expulsion order targeted migrants working in the informal mining sector of Angola. This is VOA News.